Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio on the Wisdom Radio Network. Tonight my guest is Cindy Ricolo. Cindy is a fitness expert, and she's going to open out your fitness wise so you can expand your life. And we're going to talk about how you let go of self-sabotaging during the holidays. And Cindy is an international fitness guru that will expand your life in many ways. And without any further interruption, I want to welcome the beautiful and talented Cindy Ricolo to the show. Welcome, Cindy.
Well, thank you, Rob. I'm so happy to be on here with you tonight. Hi, everybody.
And also, Cindy's website is cindyricolo.net. And that's Cindy and Ricolo's RUCCOLO.net. And Cindy, we're coming into the holidays, and you know, something is people are going to overeat and really get into the holiday festivities. How can somebody be aware and start a new way to go through the holidays, but with your tip?
Well, there's a lot of things that they can do. And I try to tell everybody, just be really mindful. It's the holidays, you know, and in moderation, everyone's going to have fun. They're going to drink, they're going to eat, they're going to do what they do. But you want to try to not go overboard and sabotage yourself to the max. So what I try to tell everybody to do is just be mindful and set a goal. Set a goal each day so that you'll have full control over what you eat. So goals are real important. Just kind of set a limit for yourself so you can indulge without overindulging.
And that's it. But, you know, something, you know, we talked about this morning, but something that comes to me, how do people use food as a way to hide behind something, to hide behind, and use it as a crutch just like people use smoking? How do people do that?
Well, a lot of times it's fear. And that's for a really long call, but for a lot of times people just, it's fear. I don't know if it's fear of what will I, you know, how much negative attention will I get if I get that body I want, you know, what kind of things are beyond that. And a lot of times it's just really fear. People, they try to hide within it, and it's like a coping mechanism, just like you would for, like we talked earlier, for drugs or alcohol. People use the same thing. It's like a drug.
And isn't eating kind of an addiction? And you know, it's just like this country, we're actually in a, we don't have a debt problem, we have a spending addiction. And isn't that the same way food is?
Oh, absolutely. Food can be addiction like anything else. Absolutely can.
And Cindy, you can get a hold of Cindy on cindyricolo.net, but you're also got international clients. And how would somebody from the international world community get in touch with you outside of the email? You also have Facebook, and then go there. And how many places can somebody from around the world find you?
Well, I work with clients all over the world, actually. I've been international now for about 6 months. I work with clients on Skype. I work with them on email. I work with them, you know, on the telephone. Sometimes if that's not good for people, then there's other means of communication. And I have some clients that just prefer to do it on Skype, and some do email. Depends on what's easier for them.
And you know, here's the thing with the virtual world, you can virtually do it anywhere. But Cindy, we're getting into the, you know, not only the holiday season, but how does the people in the holidays, does fitness actually help people cope with the anxiety and the stress they put upon themselves during the holidays?
Oh, absolutely. People are definitely, you know, running around crazy. They've got deadlines. They've got gifts to wrap. They've got shopping to do. And a lot of people wait to the last minute. You know, some people don't get a paycheck to the very end. There's a lot of reasons why people kind of pretty much overstressed during the holidays. Fitness is a huge, huge coping mechanism. So I try to tell people, even though it is the holidays and we tend to kind of fall off the wagon sometimes because they have other things going on, they still need to keep it in the forefront of their mind. It still needs to be a really, really big part of their life. And it will definitely help them cope. It's a great stress mechanism. And it's healthy. You know, I mean, it's a healthy thing to do. It helps them body, mind, and soul.
And, you know, exercise don't only do that, but it also helps my enterprising energies to move forward. So how does fitness actually, and exercise, the way you do it, actually expand people's, I use enterprising energy, but I should say creative awareness. How does that open that out?
Well, based on the program that I have created, it's pretty amazing because it's not just about the physical. You know, when I talk to people and I tell them what I do, I'm not teaching diets and I'm not just another personal trainer. If I had to do that, I'd probably pull my hair out. But I created a program that I can get into the mind of the client. And what we're doing is we're basically getting in there, providing, I'm kind of in their lives daily, providing support and accountability and teaching them lifestyle changes. And that's what gets into their mind and helps them control everything. It's an inside job. So, I mean, for success, we got to get inside them and get them fit from the inside out. So basically, the tools that I created are just absolutely fabulous, and all of my clients are getting tremendous results. It just really keeps them centered, keeps them focused, and keeps them healthy.
And not only that, but you said from the inside out. Do you believe they have to have it open up their heart first, then get into their vision, and then into the subconscious mind to move their life forward?
Oh, yeah, definitely. A lot of these people that come to me do have closed hearts and things have happened to them, and they have to open up their heart and start loving themselves. And that takes a little bit of soul searching, and sometimes people have to hit their bottom first. But, yeah, we have to get into their heart, get into their mind, and, you know, they get fit from there. I mean, the body follows along, but we have to definitely get, you know, everything change happens from the inside.
Well, you do expand from the inside out. And the call-in number is 718-305-6548. You know, something that I've really expanded into and really starting to understand is when you can get the heart and the eyes and all the chakras to open up with the words you use, your life begins a new path. So how does your exercises and everything you do, your new techniques, actually get people to open their hearts and their eyes first, and then the mind follows? Because the heart leads, eyes are second, and then the mind. How do you get people to see that?
Well, you know, we have to process. There's a lot of things that we process. We have 60,000 thoughts a day, and 80% of them are usually negative for a lot of people. So, you know, a belief, basically, you know, it's a thought, right? So what happens with people is we actually start to tell ourselves these stories, and they start to believe that. So what I try to do is get in there. I created the program I talk about, my Mind, Body, Spirit program, and I have a bunch of, I guess, templates that I follow with them, and it's all these questions that I ask, and it takes them through steps, and that's how we uncover what's going on with them. And after we do that, then I know exactly where I need, everybody's different, so everybody needs to start at a different place. Some people we need to go way back with, but a lot of it is kind of unprogramming old tapes and getting them to reprogram new tapes, new outgoing messages that they tell themselves. And sometimes that process, there's a lot of releasing of old beliefs that no longer serve them.
And, you know, that's what kind of is holding the world back, is about 90% of them old beliefs. But you said something a little bit ago, 60,000 thoughts. But it ain't only the 60,000 thoughts. It's them 85,000 emotions that we have to go with them thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
Energy. See, it's the emotional energy that really, really energize the thoughts. So how do you get them to understand that they both have to be together? Because I'm just hearing what you're saying, and you have a real lively way of presenting this and really opening your clients to a new paradigm to play in the to dance a new dance. So how do you get them to see the emotion actually energize the thought?
Well, they actually have to answer certain questions, like I said, and everybody's different. And you have to take them through a full process. Sometimes they don't see it on their own. And so I have to present it in a different way for different people. But we don't just reset the metabolism, we reset the mind.
And you know, you got to, but to me, you know, you got mind, body, spirit. To me, it's spirit, body, mind. Because when I can get the body to go and the spirit to go, the head will follow. Because when you're sick, and see, it's just a different way of looking at it, because when you're sick, it controls your thought. The body actually contains wisdom, and that's how the exercise really gets out to me. But so, Cindy, when you're engaging with a client and they're really getting it, getting along well, and they come to that first breakthrough, then the next hurdle, because once a breakthrough happens, that's a new limitation, basically. So how do you get them to understand there's another hurdle right behind this one to expand through?
Well, they always know because, you know, I'm either on top of them telling them about it or they're whining about it. And there's always hurdles. And I just take their hand and we go through it. I mean, you know, they have to still their mind because a lot of times there's so much other stuff involved. It's not just the physical body that we're talking about. So a lot of times they have to get through these breaks, and there's so many different blocks that they have sometimes that there's pain bodies, there's
Cindy dropped off for just a second. She'll be right back. And anyway, this is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. Cindy will be right back. This is the freedom of technology. We're just getting a new test right now. But if you've been listening to Cindy, she has some very astute ways of expanding people and get them to see it. But she was talking about how she gets into the mind. And when you can get the mind into a new paradigm, you can really expand. And once people have the new paradigm, they really expand in every way. And Cindy should be calling right back in here in just a second. But her website is www.cindyricolo.net. And abracadabra, we have Cindy back.
Hey, I don't know what happened. I lost everybody.
That's the technology, and a friend of mine tells me about Pluto. She's an astrologer. She tells me about the Pluto moon that's going on, and this is what happens. It tests your patience in every way. But, you know, Cindy, we was talking earlier about this. But, Cindy, isn't it basically the simplest way to expand your life is let go of everything you know and expand into new wisdom, but trust your own ability?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They got to let go of stuff because we got to reboot the brain, reboot the mind, and they have to let go to expand.
You know, to me, it's like having a troublesome teenager in there and you just want to kick it out the door. So the sooner it goes out the door, the sooner the new comes in.
That's right. Well, we just try to, you know, we try to, everybody's so different. So that's the funny part is that, you know, going in, when you're talking about getting into people's personal lives, that's kind of what happens here, you know. And everybody's got their own set of challenges, and sometimes they do drag it in, and it just, we have to work through a lot of blocks with different people. So it's way more than the physical.
How does it self-sabotage and they blow it up so big? It's like taking the head of a pin and making it the size of an airplane. Don't people just really self-sabotage them by making the drama and the trauma feel good and then thinking they're really going places when they're traumatized?
Yeah, there's absolutely on some level a lot of people, they're getting some kind of a payoff. We don't do things without a payoff. So with the program that I designed, I have them journaling, and we really get into, on one side of the journal, their food, one side of the journal, their workout, one side of the journal, their daily affirmations, and on the opposite page, we get into triggers and what's going on psychologically that day. So we can always find out what the connection is, and I can always find out how and why they're sabotaging themselves and what that trigger is through the journaling. That's the number one. That is such a big, huge tool that I use that people are just really, the results are compelling. The breakthroughs are amazing.
Now, if you've been listening to Cindy, you're absolutely hearing some real life-expanding wisdom here. Cindy, do you ever have them write if they're right-handed, journal with their left hand?
Yeah, I've had different. I have them do all kinds of different exercises.
Because when you, because I do this all the time. I write my affirmations right and left-handed. But when you use your offhand, it engages the other side of your mind.
Right. Yeah, and your brain.
And me, I'm so right-handed. The left hand was the first time I did it. It didn't know what to do. it almost left home. No. But seriously,
oh, man.
But when you engage both sides of the brain with an exercise program, Cindy, like yours, like the one you have, how does that really open up the paradigm and get that new wisdom and give the new trust in their own abilities to flow within them?
Because they start really kicking in this whole other part of themselves that sometimes they look shocked when they realize that they couldn't do something before or all of a sudden they can, or, you know, people who couldn't ever touch their toes, they couldn't ever do a push-up. They're breaking through physical and mental barriers that, you know, they thought they never would. So it's pretty, pretty deep stuff that we get into when we start talking about getting in other sides of the brain. Or breaking through all kinds of different breakthroughs. Barriers that they, you know, new things start taking root.
And that is very true. But how many times, Cindy, when you're starting these breakthroughs, does it really go back between the womb and 7 years old and the parent? They didn't want to be like, but yet they ended up being like it because they didn't want to be that way. How much do you find in that?
I find that a lot. I find a lot of parental stuff. There's a lot of connections. There's a lot of connections in relationships between them and their dads. There's a lot of connections between the mom. You find that a lot. A lot.
You know, when I do hypnosis, that's where it goes. There's an incident that doesn't really mean nothing to you at the time, but in the subconscious mind, it's a whole different image. And when you start getting the new images in that subconscious mind with your new technique, Cindy, how does that really expand people and energize them?
No, it totally changes their life. I mean, it totally does. It expands them. It just creates a whole new reality for them.
It basically lets them understand they have the fan to expand to understand they can.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's talk a little bit more about their sabotage. That's where a lot of people got on the call, I think, tonight.
Okay, yeah, that's where I was really taking this, because that's what it is how did they let their parent and their childhood sabotage their life today?
Well, it takes us back to the fear. And for whatever reason, they're trying to cover stuff up. And, you know, the sabotage is just something else that they do, and then they use all the excuses, the holidays, the this, the that. And I created like about 8 steps that really help people take them through, especially during the holiday times and, you know, any time really to kind of break through the barriers of sabotage, but especially during the holidays because there's all the extra stuff like trimmings and there's alcohol. And there's lots of extra food choices, and sometimes people try to compensate, and they try to skip meals. And so what we try to do is talk to them about the family, because there's always going to be Aunt Millie who says, oh, come on, you look too skinny, you need to have some more pie. And, you know, you got to know your limits, You got to know that you're not going to be cleaning other people's plates up. You know, so what I try to do is take them through steps. And I always tell everybody, this is a big thing, to eat before the festivities. Sometimes we go to these parties and we go to these Christmas functions and holiday functions hungry, and we tend to overeat. So I have them set a goal each day, like I said earlier, and, you know, plan ahead. Plan for, I'm going to have these snacks and I'm going to reduce the urge to overeat. And if they eat a snack before a big meal, it can ward off hunger pains. So, and limiting the alcohol, you know. And if you guys know that you're not going to work out on a certain day, that's when you try to cut back the calories, like 250 calories less or 500 calories less. I'm not telling you to eat less calories daily, but, you know, we don't really count calories on the Eat Clean plan. But in any event, there's a lot of things we can do to not sabotage ourselves to the max, so that when that new year comes, we're just so far behind the eight ball. What I'm trying to get the clients to do now is get on board early. You know, the best way to jumpstart your fitness ahead of time and not wait till New Year's is to basically set a goal, set a date, and start journaling today. Like tonight when you get off the phone, tomorrow morning, get your journal out. Start journaling. Set that date. You want to start processing what's going on. You want to start processing the fact that I'm going to get healthier. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to lose this weight. I'm going to get in these skinny jeans, whatever your motivation is. And I'm going to get off this medicine that I've got for my cholesterol or whatever it is. You want to start planning ahead. Because, you know, those who fail to plan to fail. So we want to line up our support system. That's huge. We want to get everybody in the game. We want to reboot our brain. We want to have our eating plan. I'm doing a consult right now for people. I do a consult for, it's an hour consult. It's deep. We go into the health history, the medications, your eating history, your diet history. We go into everything, and we do 1 hour consult. I give you an eating plan. It's customized for $179. So within like that hour of getting off the phone, they already have their new eating plan in their hand, and they can go shopping and they can stock up with all good clean food, and they can start the very next day. So really, I'm doing this consult. I'm doing a special for everybody, and if they do it before December 1st, and they're only at that point, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day are the only holidays that are going to sabotage them. And they could be a month ahead of everybody else. So how cool would that be that you don't gain that extra 10 pounds before the holidays are over? And by January 1, you're already 10 pounds less than you would have been if you just started a little early. So it's all about being mindful.
So it's when you choose to lose, you choose to win.
That's right. It's a win-win.
Yeah,
and
that's
absolutely right. I mean, I accept credit cards now, so, you know, there's all kinds of holiday specials, and I do VIP packages, which are really cool. You know, I'm not teaching diets, and I'm getting into their heads, and I'm teaching them a whole new lifestyle. And it's way more than just physical fitness. It's like psychological fitness. And people are flying me over, like all over. I take... You know, I go into their homes, I go through their cupboards, I go through their fridge, I take all of their stuff out, we take it to a shelter, we go shopping to Whole Foods, stock up their house with really clean food. I teach them all about healthy snacks. I teach them how to cook clean food in their house. It's simple, it's easy to prepare. There's always healthy snacks around that makes them feel good. And people are flying me to their homes to do this. I have VIP packages that I do, and they get to spend a day or two with me. And it's changing people's lives completely. So there's a really high demand for the VIP packages. So we're just resetting metabolisms, resetting the mind, rebooting their brain. I do a full workout with them, and just by the time I walk out the door, they're a new person. Everybody can change. It's just making a simple decision.
And, you know, when you choose to expand, you're really going to choose to lose. You're going to lose the old ways and open up the new way. And, you know, but we've been talking about sabotage. But how do people use the same sabotaging ways, only thinking they're doing it a different way, but it really stems down to basically one or two things that happened in their childhood that keeps them sabotaged, even from the beginning of the year through the holidays, but the holidays give them a bigger excuse to sabotage themselves more. How do you get them out of that?
Well, they have to really work the program. They have to be accountable to me. You know, it's not just the journaling. It's really just every day. It's what did you eat? I look at everything. I ask them questions. It's more about changing their behaviors because, you know, they say it takes 21 to 30 days. That's why I do my 30-day transformation pledge with them, because that isn't something, we're talking about something they've been doing their whole life. So it's really, really hard to make that change. And so they need somebody like me for accountability because I'm on top of them. Nothing slips through the cracks. I'm on top of them constantly. What did you eat? Why did you do that? And what were you thinking? And they do the same thing over and over. It's the definition of insanity. A lot of them been doing it their whole life. And if it's not food, it's a drug. If it's not a drug, it's alcohol. If it's, you know, it's some kind of a bad choice. And they feel the need to punish themselves. And until they usually start rounding the corner when they start loving themselves and they start feeling good about themselves and they start seeing change happening, that's when they start rounding the corner. But I have had clients that continually do it. I mean, it's just something, I have to be relentless with that client, relentless. Eventually they get it, but sometimes it takes a while. It takes a while. But the program, like I said, I created is amazing because I myself know it's helped countless people, but it helped me. And all I basically did is took the tools that made me successful and created a program around it to help other people.
There's the key to success, people. She just gave it to you. She's teaching her journey. When people teach their journey, you win. But I got a question for you now. How's excuses and sabotage in addiction?
Well, it's an addiction because it's a crutch. And that's really what an addiction is. It's a way to, you know, just cover up pain, cover up whatever it is that they don't want to face, and they make excuses. And that's what an excuse is all about, you know, and they need to be called out on it. And they need to, just like in the book, The Erroneous Zones, Wayne Dyer's first book, what you got to do is you got to realize and admit there's a problem. And sometimes they don't even realize there is. They need you to go in their face, this is a problem. We need to isolate that problem. They need to realize that there's a problem. They need to isolate it. And it's like self-therapy. Then what do? They have to create an alternative behavior. And so I'm trying to teach them a new way, a new healthy way, a new healthy lifestyle.
And see, it isn't only a lifestyle. It's an enterprising energy that'll carry them through life. But it also, doesn't it, your program actually open them out to accept life?
They're doing meditation. They're getting into areas they were never into in their life. And it totally opens them up. It lets them go within where all the answers are. It taps them into their spirit and, you know, their source, energy. And that's where all the answers are. But sometimes people have to learn to quiet their mind.
Well, until you quiet the mind, it stays noisy in there.
Yeah, the drunk mind monkeys, right?
That mind monkey with a little emotional energy can really do some damage.
Yeah.
We're down to a minute, but really, when you silence the mind, the wisdom speaks, and you listen to the wisdom to expand your life. Cindy Ricolo is my guest, and her website is cindyricolo.net, and that's Cindy, RUCCOLO.net. And you can, in international, Skype, Facebook, you can get a hold of Cindy. Cindy, we're down to 30 seconds. Give them one piece of wisdom that will expand their life every day.
Okay, one piece of wisdom. Wow. Okay, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one single step. Do it. That's what Lao Tzu said. I say just take that step, one simple step forward, and you're on your way. Don't be fearful. Step into the unknown and do it. And please, my book's coming out in March. Visit my website. Visit my Facebook fitness page. I answer questions. People send me questions all the time. I'm definitely here to help everybody. I want everybody to succeed. Be healthy, mind, body, and soul.
And I want to thank Cindy for being my guest. And I will have Cindy back right before next month so we can get her stuff out to you, so you can have a Christmas present of Enlightened Fitness. And thank you, Cindy, and thank you all the guests. And we'll be back tomorrow night with Shamin Shanique, or it's me. But anyway, I really want to thank Cindy and all the guests from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much. And you guys stay tuned, because next time we're going to talk about 16 ways to get motivated when you're in a slump.
And that sounds fun to me. And anyway, everybody, have a good night.
Thank you. You too, Rob. Bye-bye.
Bye.